This is Farm Talk, and it is a rite of passage coming out of winter into spring. Even though this last day or so we've had a whole lot of winter, the North Dakota Winter Show kind of gets everybody out of their cabin fever syndrome and head to Valley City for the Winter Show. And Winter Show Director Dave Maggio joins us. Hello, Dave.
How are you?
I'm good. Today is Ag Challenge Day, Livestock Day. So what all took place today at the Winter Show for Ag Challenge?
Well, the main thing that's going on today, we were supposed to have a presentation from Temple Grandin, Dr. Temple Grandin from the University of Colorado, on her career of cattle behavior and handling facilities that she designed. And with Mother Nature up here, it's caused a glitch to that, and we weren't able to get her personally. But right now they have a video hookup between there, here and where she's at, and they're trying to put her presentation out to the crowd by a video.
Pretty cool. Thank goodness. That's why God invented Skype for situations like this, huh?
Yes, that's right. Yep, that's for sure.
That's good.
We kind of hate to have the moisture because it puts a glitch in our show here for the last day or so, but then all the farmers like to see that it hasn't forgotten how to rain and snow either. So.
Yeah, and we did need the moisture, and that's going to put the cap on this soil that kind of has become snert a few places this winter. So.
Yep, that's for sure. So. Yeah. Other than that, another thing they have going on today, they have an old-time tractor pull. So there's quite a few of the area farmers that have their hobby tractors here, and they're competing against each other.
And they got the same old crew there, the same old raggedy-looking guys with their fancy old tractors.
Yep, that's right. That's for sure, yep.
Yeah, all right.
Yep.
Now, are they taking home a trophy, or what do you have for Grant?
Yeah, they have different weight classes, and then, it varies on how far a distance they can pull with the weight machine they're pulling, and then they give out trophy awards for them. And I'm not certain about how many places, but I know they give out like first, second, third places in various different weight classes of the tractors. It doesn't have anything to do with the age. They just are all old tractors, but they have weight classes that they have to fall into.
Okay, which is a challenge for all ages and all weights of farmers. So
anyway. That's right. Yep. Right on.
So the time for the big pickup pull tonight in the main arena is?
I believe that's it. I've got my schedule out here. I'm just looking at it. It's about 6:30 when that takes place.
Okay, so
That gets pretty loud in here because some of those pickups have some pretty, let's put it this way, hopped up engines in them.
Yeah, super. All righty. That's the big pickup pull tonight. Old-time tractor pull going on. And now a big deal, really, really big deal. The North Dakota Ag Hall of Fame induction ceremony is about, 2.5 hours away?
It begins at 4 o'clock with a Valley City Chamber Ag Social, and then they have recognition of the crop show honorees and so forth. And at 4:45, they have the recognition of the Hall of Fame people. So,
and can you give us a little hint as to who it is? That's not a big secret, is it? Or can't you?
Well, I tell you what, I have to apologize that I don't have their names written here because I don't. But there's a committee that's made up of various organizations within the state, the farm organizations and, different people, Ag Country and some of those people that get together. And they try to find some people that were pretty prominent in the agriculture industry, in North Dakota. And some years they're given posthumously and some years they're given in person. Last year I can remember Alan Bergman, who was the North Dakota Farmers Union president for a number of years, received the award. And, of course, I knew him, and I don't know, you maybe even remember me at that time. I was a state director for the North Dakota Farmers Union when he served as president. So
right, yeah.
I kind of had a little interest in that induction. So.
Yeah, yep, yep. All right, well, I'll be there tomorrow, and we'll talk about who was inducted into the North Dakota Ag Hall of Fame.
You haven't given me a heads up a little bit, that you wanted to invite me the one that you could talk to today, and I, like I said, I wasn't sure what you were going to be asking us, but I don't want to give out a name and give it out wrong. So
sure.
You'll find out that tomorrow.
All right, super. And you got another Ag Challenge Day tomorrow, an agronomy day.
Yes, I believe so. Yep, right on. And then they have some various different speakers again for tomorrow, too, through, NDSU Pest Management and some of those things. Tom Szymanski is going to be here with the weather outlook for us tomorrow.
Yeah, too tall, Tom. So we'll.
Yep, too tall. That's how we got him listed in our program.
Right. So, and then, another Ag Challenge. It's Horse Day on Thursday. That should bring out all the horse lovers, huh?
Right. They bring out the part I've always liked that over the years is in the mornings right away they have the little ponies out here. And it's kind of fun to watch those little guys because, you know, they're just as proud of themselves as those big ones are. So.
All right. Well, what are some of the highlights if folks want to come Friday night and Saturday? What you got going on?
Well, Friday night is the first rodeo performance. And then Saturday, there's an afternoon rodeo performance and an evening rodeo performance. And now, because of our change in scheduling, we close the winter show on Saturday night rather than Sunday afternoon like we used to do some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And then another event that we have going on tonight and tomorrow night is Ranch Rodeo. And what that is, it's just cattle handling activities that you normally do on a farm. And you bring in teams of three, and some of those teams have gals in them, and they're pretty good. And they do different kinds of cattle handling operations, and it's on a time thing, and it's kind of a competition thing. So a lot of people are very interested in that, too.
All righty. All good times and a lot of fun. The North Dakota Winter Show at the Winter Show Building. Can't miss it right off I-94 there in Valley City. All right, Dave Maggio,
right. Yep.
North Dakota Winter Show Director. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow at the Winter Show as I broadcast live there tomorrow.
Okay. Looking forward to saying hi tomorrow.
All righty. Thank you much, Dave.